It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Welcome, Martin. Zimbabwe miners now allowed to sell their gold on the open market, and they are bringing it down to Johannesburg for refining. Tell me more.
Yes, you know, the gold sellers in Zimbabwe have been very restricted. They've had to market their gold through the Reserve Bank, and then they've also had some of their foreign exchange they've had to hand over at sub-economic rates. And now everything is being freed up there. It is ahead of the main legislation, which hopefully will come through this session to make investing in Zimbabwe far more friendly when it comes to mining. But ahead of that, already gold miners are allowed to sell their gold on the open market. We see a lot of them coming through the Chamber of Mine, pooling their gold and coming down to Johannesburg and having it refined here. We also see a lot of activity on the platinum front, which is seen as pretty strategic at the moment. And a lot of people say when you go to those platinum mines now in Zimbabwe, it's like being in a different country, because these people have been given very special dispensations for some time now to invest their own money to carry on in a normal commercial way. The contingent of Zimbabwe politicians and also Chamber of Mines people came down to Johannesburg this week, and they're very keen that Zimbabwe again puts its best foot forward as far as mining is concerned, and they're trying to rebuild Zimbabwe as a destination of choice when it comes to mining investment.
And on the energy front, South Africans seemingly succeeding in producing electricity from a fuel cell in the coal gas fields of Limpopo province.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. The fuel cell is going to be the machine of the future. You know, we always think of it in terms of cars, that this will be the engine of the future and will drive our car because it produces the electricity, and the waste product is water, which is very benign. But we don't often think of a fuel cell as a power station, as a stationary power station. And that is what has just been experimented now with Anglo Group, Anglo Platinum and Anglo Coal. They've got an African first in the Limpopo province there, where they've actually put the gas that was in these coal fields. It's naturally there. It's methane gas. You pass that gas through the fuel cell on the surface and you produce electricity. Okay, it's a small quantity of electricity at the moment, but what we normally do to produce electricity from coal is dig that coal out. We first got to get there. We got to dig it out. We got to put it through its processes and then convert it to steam. It's a big operation. This is a far more direct way. And as I say, only a small amount of electricity at the moment, 2,000 kilowatt, but it's the story that it presents. And this could be something of the future. And as we say, they're doing it in Britain. They're doing it all over the world now. You know, instead of mining, they actually either create underground coal gasification or they use that methane gas and pass it through fuel cells.
And other news on the mining front, gold fields of South Africa, frontier bound, exploring in the wilderness of the Tian Shan geological belt. What's the story there?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people aren't even spending on exploration. We know we've come through this financial meltdown. A lot of people have pulled in their horns, keeping their budgets, holding on to their cash. But here we see goldfields going to the frontier, which is a very interesting development. They are, of course, mining already in South America, mining in Australasia and also in West Africa. But I'm talking now about going into, you know, areas that are wilderness areas like the Tian Shan Belt, where they are settling in Kyrgyzstan around Talas and starting to create a scope activity in the hopes of creating that big 30-year-old mine of the future that we've got here in the Witwatersrand. But also, interestingly, going over to British Columbia. Now, of course, that's a first-tier country. It's Canada. But what has happened there is British Columbia has been dependent on the timber industry. You know, the timber industry has been very big for British Columbia. But because of global warming, you know, there's an infestation of beetles, and these beetles are eating away at the trees. So they have to diversify now out of timber and also into mining. So Goldfields is actually getting a rebate. It's getting a rebate from the British Columbian government to go in there and to explore in an area which is very unexplored.
That's Martin Creamer, the publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He will be back at the coalface at the same time next Friday.